You put it on?
Yeah, it's
on. Okay, we're getting into the sugya. Just to, in order to appreciate the sugya, we have to just have a little bit of a recap of the previous sugya. So it's going to take us less than 2 days to recap. It'll take us about 30 seconds, just whatever is necessary for us to know to understand the sugya. So Rav had introduced us the famous principle of Kedeyas or Pesach Yishburu. Rav was of the opinion that any pot that was used for chametz has to be broken when Pesach comes around. You can't save it till after Pesach. Why not? So Rav is only talking about specific kind of pots, only those pots that can't be kasher. Let's say pot made out of cheres, made out of earthenware, pot made out of metal, and kasher, it's no big deal. But if it's a pot that's made out of cheres, then it's a problem, because it has chomet she'ovlov Pesach in it, and Rav is of the opinion that chomet she'ovlov Pesach is a serious problem. It's a problem in the Torah, and if I cook any food in that pot, that food's going to become treif. So therefore, Rav said, you have to destroy the pots. You have to break the pots. So the truth is that Chomet She'ovlov HaPesach, even according to Rav, who's the biggest machmer, who we happen not to be in the Paskin like, but even according to Rav, the only time that Chomet She'ovlov HaPesach asas b'mashu is only if it's been b'mina. So let's say if I'm cooking up, let's say for argument's sake, I was cooking mamish bread or something, let's say dough, chomet stick of dough. And now I want to use that same pot for kosher Pesach dough. That would be called min b'mina. It's the same type of a food. So Rav would say, min b'mina also b'mashu. Rav holds that chomet Pesach b'rase b'mashu if it's min b'mino. But not if it's min b'sheinu mino. If it's min b'sheinu mino, chomet shavah Pesach doesn't ase b'mashu. So comes the Gemara and asks, and Rav Akasha, what do you mean Rav says that you have to break the pots? So asks the Gemara Kasha on Lamed Amud Aleph, when Rav said, "Amar Rav Kedeyas Pesach Yishburu v'yamai l'shinu achar Pesach levet b'ushim lo b'mina." So why do you have to break the pots? Just be careful not to use those pots to cook min b'mino. If you're going to be careful and you'll only cook with a min b'she'in amino, instead of cooking dough, you'll be cooking potatoes. Instead of cooking dough, you'll be cooking eggs. So that'll be min b'she'in amino. Min b'she'in amino, nobody says it's b'mashu if the Pesach is over. So that's the Gemara's kasha in Rav. Why did Rav announce in the shuls and surah, you got to break all your pots? Well, true, you can't use it for min b'mino. Why can't you use it for min b'she'in amino? So the Gemara says, you're right, that mikra didn't really should have been mutter, but it's just a bad policy. Rav was afraid that if you're going to let people use the pots for min b'shein amino, next thing you know, they're going to use it for min b'mino. So it's really purely a gezeira, but it's a very technical problem, bad policy of letting people use the pots under limited circumstances. But mi'ik mikra din, it's really mutter. So we have to stop for a second and ask ourselves, what do you mean mikra din, it's mutter? You're allowed to take a pot which has a lot of chomet she'ovlov Pesach in it. It's balua. It's full of chomet she'ovlov Pesach, and you're going to go ahead and cook eggs in that pot. So the Gemara says, that's okay. Mikra din, that would be perfectly all right. So ask the Rishonim, what do you mean, mikra din, that would be perfectly all right? Even though chomet she'ovlov Pesach doesn't ase b'mashu, it's still going to ase b'nois in tam. Isn't there a taste of chomets in those walls of that pot? So you're going to cook eggs, the Gemara says, yeah, that's hunky-dory, that's perfectly okay. Mikra din, it's mutter. If not for the fact that we're afraid you're going to mix up and use it by mistake with min mino. But if not for that consideration, there would have been nothing wrong with cooking eggs in a pot that's moly v'godish, it's full and full, permeated totally, completely with chomet she'ovlov Pesach. Isn't that a problem? It's asim b'nai sein tam. So comes Tais and says, the answer to the kasha is a metzias question. Says Tais, what do you mean it's full of chomet she'ovlov Pesach? How much chomets did you use in these pots all along for the last 6 months? How often did you cook these pots? Says Tais, it's probably a tam mu'at. It's probably just a very, very small amount. And that small amount of tam that's in the walls of the pot will not create a problem of nesin tam. The worst that's going to be is mashu. And if it's bimishin amino, mashu isn't the problem. So Tais solves the technical problem with a technical answer. Hachem ha'eskidon, that you didn't cook so much chomets. So comes the Ramban and says, it's hard to believe. You've been using this pot for the last year, since the last Pesach. What do you mean there's not that much tam in the walls of the pot? Says the Ramban, with the answer is as follows. Even though it's a kli cheres, and hopefully we'll learn the sugis of cheres a little bit later on, that cheres, usually we have a rule, you can't get out the tam. Says the Ramban, that means you can't get out the entire tam. But a good chunk of the tam you can get out. How do you get it out? By scrubbing it, by working on it, by soaping it up, by cleaning out the pot really well. You'll get out a good chunk of the tam. Whatever tam is left is only going to be mashu. And since Mashu doesn't concern us with Mimish and Amino, that's why the Gemara asked the Kasha, let's just use it for Mimish and Amino. So again, Taisus had a Metzias Teretz, Hacham Askin, you didn't use the Parfit too much. Ramban had another Metzias Teretz, Hacham Askin, you're going to get out the excess time. So we're going to be left with the Mashu. So Bein Lefi Taisus, Bein Lefi Ramban, the Gemara Shach V'Taya flows. The Gemara thought that why do you have to break the pot? Use it for Mimish Ein Amino. And all it's going to be is a little bit, either because there was only a little bit to begin with, like Taisus, or even though there was a lot like the Ramban, but you got out most of it. The bottom line is all you're left with is a little bit of taste. There, the little bit of taste is not enough to be Shishim, not enough to be Osa Ben Asim Tam. So therefore, it should be Mutter. So Bein Lefi Taisus, Bein Lefi Ramban, we have the Shach V'Taya of the Gemara proper. The Gemara is telling us, the Gemara had a Shtak Akasha, let's use the pot Mimish Ein Amino. So come to Rishayim and say, wait a second. We have a serious problem with the Gemara's Kasha. What do you mean use the pot Mimish Ein Amino? Lamais, there's a little bit of chametz inside the walls of the pot. There's no question there's a little bit there. Elawa, we should use it and rely on Shishim. Wait a second. What do you mean use it and rely on Shishim? Isn't that a problem of what? What's that a violation of? Ein Valnas L'Chadchilo. We spent a lot of time earlier this year learning. Let's say the old case, it's Friday afternoon, so I was expecting only 40 Talmidim to show up for the Shabbaton. And then another 10 guys come straggling in, so it's right before Lech Bench, and my wife gets all nervous, they don't have enough chicken soup. So I tell her, not a problem, just take some chazer and throw a little bit of chazer into the chicken soup. Be careful that it's going to be batel b'shishim, that way it'll be mutter, and everything's home free. So comes the Mishnah in Terumas and says, you're not allowed to do that. Eim avatlis l'chadchila. You're not allowed to rely on bitl. Bitl is only after the fast. But to be mevatel something lechachila is also. Not only are you not allowed to be mevatel isurin lechachila, if you went ahead and you violated the din and you went ahead and you were mevatel isurin lechachila, but the evid even it's going to be a problem. Sometimes depending b'shegi b'mezid etc. Knas. So a mevatel lechachila is a basic principle. Hukas tarovus. You're not allowed to create a situation of bittul. Bittul is only still, how does the Latin phrase go? Ex post facto. No. There you go, okay, a little law school. Ex post facto, bittul is a after the fact you can rely on bittul. But the chadchili are not allowed to create a situation in bittul. So comes Taisus and asks the Kasha, what's going on in our sugya? What's the Gemara dreaming of that you're allowed to me'ikra adin, take a chametz, take a pot, it's after Pesach. Chametz is asur, after Pesach, according to Rav. Take a chametz, take a pot, and cook eggs, cook potatoes in it. Taper later is a problem of Eim Vatlas L'Chachil. So this is Taisus Kasha. So this is the Kasha that we're going to have to deal with today. This is the overwhelming question throughout the Sugya, the underlying question in the entire Sugya. What happened to the age-old principle of Eim Vatlas L'Chachil? How could the Gemara even dream of using this pot? What happened to Eim Vatlas L'Chachil? So comes Taisus and says, I'll tell you what a possible solution to this problem would be. Says Taisus, basing themselves on what they think the Gemara says in the beginning of Maseches Beitza, which eventually they will reject. Well, let's take Taisus as half a minute for a moment. Says Taisus, maybe there's a difference between the case that I first illustrated, the bizarre case of my wife coming Friday afternoon and taking chazen, throwing in a boar's head into the pot of chicken soup. Maybe that's very different from the case of a person cooking with a pot that has blizz of chametz in it. What's the difference between the two cases? Says Taisus, chazer is also midaraisa. The tam that's balua inside the walls of a pot is only midirabhanan. Maybe one can argue, Eim Vatlan Isla Chachila only applies if the Isra is an Isra Diraisa. It doesn't apply if the Isra is only an Isra Dirabhanan. So Taisus suggests that as a possibility. Again, is that true? Is it not true? Taisus is going to have serious reservations about that. But at least Taisus is looking and searching for a difference between the two cases. Maybe Eim Vatlan Isla Chachila is only true when the Isra involved is Diraisa. Here the Isra involved is on a midrabbanan. So stop for a moment. You have to ask yourself, why is this on a midrabbanan? Taisus said, Kenzai, this is the rabbanan, and therefore everything's great. Why is this on a midrabbanan? What's the rabbanan about this Isra? I have a pot that I used with chametz for the last 6 months, and now it's after Pesach, it's chametz shalom Pesach. What is the rabbanan about it? So most of you are thinking, what do you mean, what's the rabbanan? Isn't chametz shalom Pesach on a midrabbanan? Bad answer. Why is that a bad answer? It was so bad, that's why nobody gave it. Why? This is Rav speaking. The whole sugya is Rav. Rav is the sheet who the Amiru follows Rabbi Yehuda. If you would have held like Rabbi Shimon that Chomesh Ovo Pesach is on a midrabanan, then Chomesh Ovo Pesach doesn't create an Isra of Taravis altogether. That's what the Gemara said earlier on. So we have to put ourselves into the mode of thinking of Rav, like Rabbi Yehuda. So you can't say that Chomesh Ovo Pesach is on a midrabanan. So what does Taisus mean? Taisus had a line here in the Flamin Rav. That was a cryptic line.
Taisus asked, "Mikomach matralim vanes lechatchila." And Taisus said, "Vafilu isur drabbanan emavatlin." That was Taisus' answer, without even asking. "Vafilu isur drabbanan emavatlin." Taisus was saying, "And don't tell me that this is an isur drabbanan, and therefore it's mut." Taisus didn't explain why even isur drabbanan rasul levatel. But stop, penalty mark it down on Taisus. What did Taisus mean isur drabbanan? What's the isur drabbanan? Why is this only the Rabbanan? Because it's Eina ben Yomo, but this is who? This is who speaking? This is Rav speaking, so we're not so sure about that yet, about Nosin Tam of Gam, based on what we spoke about yesterday. So what's the Rabbanan about this? Why is this only the Rabbanan? So L'chaira, what Taisus is driving at is as follows. Do you see Chametzia? I'm cooking a pot of eggs. I'm cooking eggs in a Chametz tikka pot. So there's chametz over Pesach that's going into the eggs. Do you see the chametz? I don't see the chametz. So the chora, what Taisus is driving at, this is at worst only nice in tam. This is tam ki'ikar. And maybe the whole institution of tam ki'ikar is on a midrabanan. If you remember, we had a major machlekes in Rishonim about this. We spoke about this a lot before the end of the year. We spoke, well, what's the din? The Mishnah says, Maseches Chulin, if I take a piece of tray from meat, I take a piece of chaz, and I throw it into a big pot of potato soup, and then I take it out, and now I have some tam of the chaz that's permeating inside the potato soup. So the Mishnah says, I'm not allowed to eat the potato soup. So Feresh Mishnah, Harezeh ben Eisein Tam. As long as there's a little bit of a taste of chaz in the potato soup, how do I know there was taste? Either the goy told me, or because there's less than shishim, however I ascertain, lamai said that there's tam there. So the Mishnah says, Feresh, I'm not allowed to eat that potato soup. Harezeh ben Eisein Tam. But why am I not allowed to eat it? What's the source that I'm not allowed to eat it? So that was a big machlekes in the Gemara, and the Rishonim, the whole Shaila Halacha. Is that an Issa D'Rais? Is that an Issa D'Rabbanan? So some of the Rishonim said, like Rashi said, that's only Midrabbanan. Min HaTorah, it's Batel Barov. Min HaTorah, as long as what I don't see is not considered to be Nikra Isser. So whatever I don't see is Batel Barov. I taste the Chazar, it doesn't matter, it's Batel Barov. And other Rishonim, such as Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashban, Shulchan Aruch Pasuk, that way held no, that if it's Nosein Tam is a problem Midaraisa. So maybe that's what Taisa is alluding to. Maybe when Taisa says that, nah, Be'eshmeh, this is only the Rabbanim. Therefore, a Mevatlas L'chadchila only applies when I want to be Mevatl L'gufa Isser, when I want to take a piece of Chaza, which is also Ben HaTorah, it's Chaza Mamish. I want to take Chaza Mamish, or I want to take Chometz Mamish and Pesach, or Chometz other Pesach Mamish, and throw it into a Tarevis, that would be a violation of a Mevatlas L'chadchila. But that's not what I'm doing here. Here, all I'm doing is taking some of the tam that's balua inside the walls of the pot that I can't see anyway. The worst case scenario, this is also be tam because of tam ki ikar. Maybe the whole institution, how come people call tam ki ikar, is on the midrabban. So when I was reading the Taisus, that's what I thought, right? That's when everyone read the Taisus, right? Whoever read the Taisus, Mustama, that's the first thing that comes to mind. What's the problem with this, Rabbi Sid? What's the problem with reading Taisus like this? That Taisus is entertaining the possibility. Again, in the end, Taisus is going to reject also. At the end, Taisus is going to say, Mevatlas L'chadchila applies even to Isurim D'Rabbanan. But at this stage, when Taisus was entertaining the possibility that this is an Issa D'Rabbanan, I thought what Taisus is driving at is that they were assuming, like those Rishonim, that Tam Ki'ikar is on the D'Rabbanan. What's my problem, Rabbi Sid? So if you remember the Sugya of Tam Ki'ikar that we learned by Arichas before Pesach, we pointed out that there were three possible Makaris in Chumash for Tam Ki'ikar. What thing remembers? One of them is this week's parsha. One was Klemidjan, one was Nazir, and one was Bas B'cholov, okay? So the Machlekes of Rishonim revolves around whether any of those Makairis really hold water at the end. So Nazir was a problem, and Klemidjan was a problem, and Bas B'cholov was a problem. Each one was a potential problem. At the end of the day, Rashi says that none of those psukim serve as Makairis for Kol Torah Kula. Each one is a unique din in that particular area of halacha. So Bas B'cholov is a quirk, it's a chiddush, it's a din prati. Gilei Midyan is a din klali. I'm sorry. That the Bas B'cholov is a din prati, and Gilei Midyan is a din prati, and Nazir doesn't mean that. And each one of these psukim doesn't really have any relevance outside of the particular areas of halacha. And Rabbeinu Tam said it's not true. Rabbeinu Tam said, we do learn out from these things. The Maskana Segemara is that these are not exceptions to the rule, these are the rules themselves. So the Machlekes Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, whether Tam Ki'ikar is D'Rais or D'Rabbanan, at the end of the day boils down to, can we use these as models of Kol Torah Kula, or are we forced to say that these are exceptions to the rule? But Rabbi Sai, these cases themselves, in the area of Klemidyon, in the area of Bas B'cholov, would anybody say Tam Ki'ikar is D'Rabbanan? That's ridiculous. That's absurd. That's the psukim itself. How can somebody say that Tam Kiger of Kalim is only Dirabon? How can somebody say Tam Kiger of Bas Becholov is Dirabon? That's what the Chumash is describing. A guy takes a piece of meat, cooks it in a pot of milk, takes the piece of meat out. Does he see the milk? He can't see the milk. So why is it called Bas Becholov? It's called Bas Becholov because it's Tam Cholov in it. Nope, I have a Kasha and Dirabon Shul. What's my Kasha? The kasha is Tam Kiger is only Dirabonan. How could the Torah Kedoshah say Bas Becholov is Deraisa if Rashi says in Chulin that Tam Kiger is Dirabonan? That's a klutz kasha. Why is that a klutz kasha? Because even Rashi agrees that by Bas Becholov Tam Kiger is Deraisa. Or another kasha. How could the Torah say you have to kasha Kalim? I outsmarted the Torah Kedoshah. Why? How could the Torah and Pashas Mantis tell me you have to kasha Kalim? It says in Rashi and Chulin that Tam Kiger is only Dirabonan, and everybody knows that Kalim is only Tam. What's the answer? That's also a klutz kasha. Why? Because this, in the case of Kalim, Avad, the Tam Kiker is Deraisa. The Machlekes of Rishonim is Tam Kiker outside the realm of Kalim. Is that Deraisa? Is that Derabbanan? A piece of Chaza falls in, I yank the Chaza out. So do I have to be worried about the potato soup and not Minat Torah? But everybody agrees that Minat Torah, I'm not allowed to use a treif kli. Everybody agrees I can't use a treif for barbecue, Minat Torah. Everyone agrees I can't use a treif for kli. I can't use treif for silverware, Minat Torah. That's a parsha and chumash. How can anyone argue with that? So Rashi never in a million years would say that the tam of kalim is the rabbanon. Rashi says tam kikur outside of geulah midyan is only with the rabbanon, but within geulah midyan is avad deraisa. So if tam of kalim is avad deraisa l'chol adayis, so hadar kush l'duchta. What's Taisus talking about? So everybody read this Taisus. Naflamin amar aleph. You let Taisus get away with making this statement. Taisus writes v'afilu yisur the rabbanon mevalin. What do you mean yisur the rabbanon? Who's the rabbanon? Who's the rabbanon? I don't see a Dirabonin here. Tam Kiker is Dirabonin? That's not true. Even Zolzayin, Tam Kiker is Dirabonin. Even Rashi's right, Tam Kiker is Dirabonin. That's outside of Kalim. But Tam of Kalim is of Adad Diraisa. So everybody read this Taisus. No one thought about this Kasha. No, what do you think? No? It's Pasha. It's a very serious Kasha. This Taisus is not very difficult. What is Taisus driving here? So L'chaira, the only way to make sense of this Taisus is we have to take a step back. And we have to understand... What do we mean when we say Tam Kikas Durabon? According to many Rishonim, Tam Kikas Durabon. According to Rashi, the Heiliger Rashi, the Rambam probably holds that way also to a certain degree. Tam Kikas, the whole institution of Tam Kikas Durabon. It means, Min HaTorah, if a piece of chaza falls into a pot of potato soup, I can take the chaza around and eat the soup. It's no, it doesn't bother. As long as I can't see chaza, what I don't see, it doesn't hurt me. Het the goma. Rabbi say, even if you hold the Tam Kikas is the Rabbanon, you have to kasha Kalim Midaraisa. As we just said, the Pasuk says in Chumash. Does that make any sense to you? Think about that conceptually. Think about that for a minute. A piece of Chazir itself falls into my potato soup. I'm allowed to take it out and eat the potato soup, even though yummy, yummy Chazir tastes in there. That's mutter. But if I have a pot that I cooked Chazir in, and then I cook potato soup in that same pot, what's the din? I have to throw out the food. Minat Torah. Does that make any sense to you? Not just make a drop of sense. Mad kavah chaymer. First midah shetarid rush. Anyone say Rabbi Shmuel this morning? It's kavah chaymer. Madach the chazer itself doesn't cause a problem in a Torah. Just easy come, easy go. Take the chazer out, everything's fine. I this tam that's shooting out of the chazer zeloch partly because tam kikas on a midah rabbanon. But a pot that I cooked chazer in, and then I subsequently cooked potato soup in, oh, you give alkashrig, and then I have to throw out the potato soup. Doesn't make any sense, right? Zero sense. So how could there be such a din? How could Rashi say such a din? According to Rashi, that's the answer. According to Rashi, that's the answer. That is the din according to Rashi. It mamish defies logic. Doesn't make any sense. So comes the Ra'or in the Sefer Bede Kabayis under Rashba, and he quotes in the name of the Ramban, who was bothered with this kasha. In fact, the Ramban, if Tam Kikas is the Rabbanan, how could Heksha Kalim be the Araisa? We're learning the whole sugars of Kashrin Kalim. We advertise, we're learning Kashrin Kalim in June's mind. How could Kashrin Kalim be the Araisa if Tam Kikas is the Rabbanan? Fact, the Ramban. Zok the Ramban, an unbelievable Yusayd. Says the Ramban, you look at the parish in Chumash, the Torah says, when you buy Kalim from Goyim, or you conquer the Kalim from a Goyim, so the Torah says you have to kasha the Kalim. So our initial reaction is, what do you have to kasha the kalim for? You have to kasha the kalim because otherwise, there's a machalos asuras problem here. Otherwise, you have chaza that's licked in the walls of the kalim. So that's why you have to kasha the kalim. The point of kasha the kalim is to get rid of the chazir. Says the Ramban, no, it's not true. That's not why you have to kasher the kelim. You're not kashering the kelim for machlokes asuros per se. You know why you kasher the kelim? Listen to this story. There's a din called tevilas kelim. There's a mitzvah in the Torah called tevilas kelim. What is tevilas kelim all about? According to many Rishonim, it's a din d'oraisa, that anytime you get kelim, you conquer the kelim, you bought the kelim, your guy gave it to you as a gift, whatever it is, you have kelim that were owned or made by your guy, those kelim cannot be used until they're nichnas the kedusha. The Yerushalmi says, just as when a goy converts, he has to go into the mikvah, so too when goyish a kelim go into the Rishus Yisrael, you have to be ba'al and b'kedusha. It's like a gerus on the kelim. That's the moshav of the Yerushalmi. The Rashi Nivav is called the moshav of the Yerushalmi. It's like a gerus on the kelim. The kelim have to be oil the kedusha. Zokhti Ramban, how are these kelim going to be oil the kedusha? So how in the world can you toivel something if it what? Listen to this, Rabbi say. How can you toivel something and be ma'al the kedusha if it has what in it? If it has b'lius of iser in it. What's shayach to be ma'al the kedusha if it has b'lius of iser in it? What is this starting to sound like a little bit? Who's this starting to sound like? We spoke about it 2 days ago. Yesterday. This is a toivel of sheretz b'yada type of halacha, right? It's starting to smack of a toivel of sheretz b'yada. So zok the Ramban, the mitzvah of kasher and kelim is not really because you have to get out the treifas because machalas asuras requires you to get out the treifas. That's not really a problem. You know why? Because tam kikas lo derabanan. And if you're going to end up there, that tam is not really going to cause a problem. The only reason why the Torah says you have to kasher kelim is only because since the halacha is you have to be machnas those kelim with kedusha, and kolzman you have treifas inside the walls of the kelim, that's going to be ba'akev and the ability to be machnas of the kedusha. The requirement of Heksha Kalim is really a what? It's really not a din of Machol Sasuras. The requirement of Heksha Kalim is really a din of what? Of Tfilas Kalim. The Heksha Kalim is the prerequisite for Tfilas Kalim. In a million years, I never would have said such a thing. We talked about this yesterday. There are two different procedures that are necessary when you get Kalim from Goyim. One is to make sure the Kalim are kosher, and the other one is to make sure they were Nichas to Kedusha. So, according to Hefter Rishon, you could even split you could do out of order. The two have nothing to do with each other. So the Ramban is saying no. The Ramban is saying like the Rashbam that he's saying more than the Rashbam. The Rashbam was saying that you have to kasher them from Machos Asuros, and that kashering must precede the Tevilas Kalim. The Ramban is saying no. For even more than the Rashbam, the Ramban is saying is that the whole purpose of the kashering is not really from Machos Asuros. The whole kashering is just a prerequisite out the Tevilas Kalim. That's the first chiddush of the Ramban. Then the Ramban goes one step further. Then the Ramban says, normally, what would the din be if a person cooked with a pot that wasn't toivled? Let's say a kosher pot. You bought a pot from a goy, and it wasn't used yet. It was totally kosher, but it wasn't toivled yet. Would the food be treif? So there's one opinion the Rishonim says the food would be treif, and we don't pass like that, says the Ramban. Nobody really passes like that. The Ramos is beferish. We don't hold like that. Says the Ramban, that's true that the food wouldn't be treif on a pot that you could have toiveled. That means the pot was kosher, the blias were out already, it was raw, it could have been put into the mikvah, you just didn't get around to putting it into the mikvah, but the evidence is not going to ask the food. But if the pot couldn't have been toiveled because it still has treifas in it, so then the not toiveling it is going to create an issa b'dievet on the food also. The Hestamai said, unbelievable chiddush, chiddush namatut Ramban. So again, the first thing the Ramban did was told you that kasher and kelim has nothing to do with machos asuros. Kasher and kelim is a prerequisite for tefilas kelim. And then number two, the Ramban is telling you, normally the lack of tefilas kelim has zero impact on the food. Says the Ramban, not so poshut. Sometimes the lack of tovel and kelim, if it was, it's like kolor bila, if it wasn't able to tovel the kelim, so that's going to affect the food, even b'diavad. So far, so good. And now, what's the next issue the Ramban has to raise? What's the next portion of the issue the Ramban is forced to raise? What the Ramban just did is did an unbelievable thing. He took Kasher and Kalim out of the realm of Kasherus and put it into the realm of Tumah V'Tahara, into the realm of Tefilas Kalim. No? What's the question, boy, sir? What's the question? If Kasher and Kalim has nothing to do with Kasherus, it has to do with Tefilas Kalim. That's true if you bought the pot from a goy. There are other cases when we kasher kelim. Let's say, for example, I'm cooking in my own house. I'm Jewish, and by mistake, I mixed up. I bought treif meat by mistake, and I used it to cook in a pot. What do you have to kash the keli for? What do you have to kash the keli for? What's the purpose of kashering keli under those circumstances? Until we read this Ramban, until 5 minutes ago, everybody knows you kasha keli to get out the bleas, to get out the isurus. B'chol sasurus, my enough community where the goy cooked chaz, where I cooked trip chicken. But according to the Ramban, that the whole purpose of the kashering keli is only al shem the tefilas keli. Maybe in a case where tefilas keli doesn't apply, maybe kashering keli doesn't apply min haTorah. We have Mishnayos, we have Gemaras, we have Shulchan Dinim and Shulchan Aruch that talk about Kasher and Kalim. That's not Min HaTorah. Maybe that's only Min HaRabbanan. But maybe the din of Kasher and Kalim and Deraisa only makes sense when in the Parashat Tefillah's Kalim. I'll tell you another wild thing. When I Kasher Kalim, Klei Chometz, the whole Sugya and the Aflam and the Psachim, you have to Kasher Kalim for Chometz. According to Rabban, why are you Kashering the Min HaTorah? If you'd ask Moshe Rabbeinu, I cooked with Chometz not a week ago, 5 minutes ago. I cooked the chametz 5 minutes ago, now it's Pesach. I want to start cooking for the Seder. According to the Ramban, what do you have to kasher the kli for min haTorah? For what? Alt the Tom Kikas on the Midrabbanan. Alt Tvilas Kalim, what do you need Tvilas Kalim for? It's a Jewish pot. So the Ramban was scared to say such a thing. The Ramban was nervous to say it would be bizarre, it would be absurd to say such a thing. So you know what the Ramban said? Mistama, what the Torah meant was, it's like a shtikaloplum. It's like Machuka Torah ben Kalim le Kalim. In Ochinami, even though the real purpose of Kasher and Kalim is not to get out the bleas aren't really problematic because it's only derabanan, because Tamkik is only derabanan. The real original Pasha Tefilas Kalim was really only Hashem the Tefilas Kalim. Vatsak the Ramban, the Torah said part of Pasha's Midyan was anytime this trape is in a Kli, you have to Kasher it. But between you and me, it's nothing to do with Trefus. It's like a gezeira deraisa, like a lo plug deraisa. Since in the days of the Chumash, the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, 99% of the time of Kasher Kalim was alakeh Kalim and Bein Anochrim. So even if it happens to be a Jewish kli that became Teref, that's also like lakeh Kalim and Anochrim. That's what the Ramban says. Is it so inconceivable to say along the lines of the Ramban and then stop dead in their tracks and then say the Ramban was right, except about the last point? The last nekuda is so mechudish, it's so hard for us to understand. It's like a little plug der ice, you have to kasha kelim for no reason whatsoever. Maybe the answer is that in Hachinami, the answer to Ramban's kasha is that in Hachinami, you do not have to kasha kelim in a Torah unless they were bought by goyim. If you bought a kli from a goy, and then you have to feel this kelim to reckon with, then you have to kasha the kli in a Torah. But if a kli became treif under Jewish auspices, or the kli became chametz under Jewish auspices, guess what? Then Kasher and Kalim would only be Midrabanan. In Ochinami, it's like the Ramban was ready to say, and then stop short. Maybe what the Ramban was afraid to say, Tosfos said. Maybe that's what Tosfos means. What Tosfos says, the whole sugya is here Midrabanan. Hakol Mikol Kol, the whole thing is only Midrabanan. Maybe what Tosfos was driving at is it's only Midrabanan because Tam Kikra is only Midrabanan, and therefore Kasher and Kalim really should have also been Midrabanan. Either Torah says to do it. That has nothing to do with Kasher and Kalim, that's based on Tefilas Kalim. And in Ochinami, when Tefilas Kalim doesn't make any sense, then Kashering is also not Minatorah. Now again, this whole razzle-dazzle Ramban, and this whole shtickle Torah of Tosis that we're throwing into these Rishon and this Tosis and Ramban, who are saying something which is so mechudish, something which is so off the charts what we would have thought of until 10 minutes ago, that Kasher and Kalim isn't really necessary in a Torah al-Streifus. This is only if you assume, what? That Tam Kikas derabonim. If you assume Tam Kikas deraisa, then Kasher and Kalim is easy. Kasher and Kalim is part of Tam Kikar, Min HaTorah. Fakir, the mok of a Tam Kikar, they're right, it may actually be from Kasher and Kalim. So this razzle-dazzle Ramban and Tosfos, I don't want anyone to walk away with it and say, did Rabbi Sarovsky just get finished saying for 20 minutes that Kasher and Kalim is only Midrabanan? Or even if it's Min HaTorah, it's at worst only B'mokom Tfilas Kalim. I only said that Aliba Dero Shitas, that all the Tam Kikar is Derabanan. But in Shulchan Aruch, we don't pass that way. We spoke about this earlier this year. In Shulchan Aruch, in your day, Siman Tzadiches, we paskin, the Tam Kikar is deraisa. So we who paskin Tam Kikar deraisa, one of the Mekiris of Tam Kikar is Kasher and Kalim. So we, Aliba Diem, is hold, the Kasher and Kalim is Avada deraisa. Whenever there's Tam deraisa, there's Kasher and Kalim deraisa. Okay, maybe only when it's Ben Yom, and not Ben Yom, okay, those are details. But to say that Parshas Midyan, the whole Parsha of Kasher and Kalim, the whole Parsha of Achas Azovias, Akosas, Achoshas, Abarzel, Kaldovah, Sheyavah, Be'esh, is only Hashem the Tefilas Kalim, that is really, really Mechudish. That was a Ramban suggestion, Aliba, the Mandiyomar, That tam ki ikur is on midirabbanan. But for us, the whole thing doesn't matter. For us, we hold the tam ki ikur is the araisa, and therefore we hold kasher and kelim is the araisa, and we hold kasher and kelim is the araisa, whether it's goyish kelim, whether it's Jewish kelim, whether it's chametz kelim. We hold kasher and kelim is the araisa because that is the corollary. It's better than the corollary. It's the mocha gufa that may very well be the etzem source for the whole din of tam ki ikur min haTorah. But at least we did some justice to this taisus. So again, so we understand a little bit of the flow of the taisus, but we're still not sure what the answer to taisus. So taisus started out with a kasha. Taisus said, "How could we let you go ahead and cook min mishein amina with this pot? Isn't that a problem of emavat leslachat chila? What happened to emavat leslachat chila?" So taisus said, "Maybe kinzayin. It could be we could dream up an answer. The answer is, well, the issue is on the dirabbanan. So we took us 20 minutes to explain why it's dirabbanan. Fine. So we're yet to that part of the shiur. So it's on the dirabbanan. But Taisus rejects it. Taisus, that's not true. Taisus says, nah, even isurim dirabbanan im vat nasachat chila. May kar myself and sof myself. Why did Taisus think that isurim dirabbanan were different? And why did Taisus reject it? What led Taisus to even entertain this as a wild havamina shiur havamina? Why did Taisus make us spend 20 minutes of shiur thinking up a Ramban and a Ra'ah and a whole shtickle Torah? What prompted Taisus to even think that maybe a mevat lasachat chila wouldn't apply to Yisurim Drabbanan? So Taisus is basing themselves in the Gemara at the beginning of Maseches Beitza. When the Gemara is talking about being mevatel atzei mukta. So if you have wood that was attached to a tree when Yontif began, so that wood is mukta. If that wood gets detached, falls off the tree by itself, so that wood is asa, that wood is muktzah on Shabbos and Yontif. For a variety of reasons, ties the beginning of Beitza, speaks about why is it that a davar hamechubur is muktzah, whatever the reasons are, the ma'aseh is muktzah. So even though right now it's detached, you can't use that wood for firewood. So the Gemara is a whole shayla, what's the din? If some of that wood, let's say, falls into an area, falls onto the ground, and I'm not allowed to use that wood on Yontif to make firewood with, but what if I take a lot of other wood, I take other logs which were mukhan, which were already detached from before Yontif began, and I throw them all into that pile of wood, and now I'm in effect a mevatel berov, the quote-unquote tray for wood. So I have a tarayv, it's a min b'mino, so it's a batel berov, min atarayv, min derabanan. So there was one log of wood that fell off the tree on Yontif. So one log of wood was mukta. So now I close my eyes, take two other logs of wood, close my eyes, throw them all into the pile. I have three logs of wood. Two of them are mukhan, two of them are kosher, one of them is treif, one of them is mukta. So the Gemara discusses whether that's okay or not. So the Gemara says that would be all right. Hi, what happened to Eimavat Lestachar Chila? What gave me right to do that? So the Gemara throws out a line that, well, maybe it's only Dirabbanan. Since the whole list of using things which are mukta, which were not set aside from before Shabbos, beyond it is only Dirabbanan. So maybe Eimavat Lestachar Chila wouldn't apply. So the Gemara throws it out as a possibility. Maybe that's the solution to the problem. That Eim of Atlas Chachila doesn't apply here because maybe it's on a midrabbanan. So that's that Gemara and Beitza Dav Gimel that prompted Taisus to get on the bandwagon. That's what that prompted Taisus to suggest that, well, maybe just as in Beitza Dav Gimel, we are very, very lenient about Eim of Atlas Chachila if it's only in a midrabbanan, maybe the same is true here as well. So Taisus stops short. Taisus says, no, it's not true. That you cannot compare all these Surah midrabbanan one to another. Just because we're very, very makil in the din of Eim of Atlas Chachila in Maseches Beitza, because it's Dirabbanan, that is no way a proof that we can be Mekil in this is a Dirabbanan of Ta'am, of Chavit Shavu Pesach. What's the difference? So Taisus says, based on the Gemara, also in the third paragraph, says, Erevin, not all Yisurim Dirabbanan are created equal. There are certain Yisurim Dirabbanan which are called Yeshlam Iker B'Torah, and there are other Yisurim Dirabbanan which are Einlam Iker B'Torah. So let's say, for example, Bos B'Cholav. It says Bos B'Cholav in the Chavish, right? The Torah speaks about Bos B'Cholav. Hello, what? The Torah only speaks about a very, very unique kind of bas b'cholav. It has to be beside behema, together with cholav, derech bishul, etc. If I take a piece of chitin and I cook it in a pot of milk, so the resulting food is only going to be asur midirabbanan. But that's what Pasha is called, it is a derabbanan sheyesh l'ikar b'Torah. That means the ikar bas b'cholav is there exists a concept called bas b'cholav midiraisa. It's just that the Chacham extended it, the Chachamim built on it and said that even though this is missing some of the criteria in Torah, we're going to label this as Bas B'Cholav B'Drabban. That's called Yesh L'Ikar B'Torah. We spoke about this a lot earlier, the Bechametz, right? Be'Shchutei Chutz and Bechametz, right? Chametz Be'Hei Shos and Chametz Be'Vav Shos, right? Chametz is in a Sederaisa. Not every Chametz is Deraisa. Chametz in 11 o'clock and Erev Pesach is on a B'Drabbanan. That's called the Yesh L'Ikar B'Torah. Sometimes you have a situation with something was mamish made up by the Chachamim. There is no such thing in the Torah. The concept doesn't exist in the Torah. That's an issa d'rabbanu she'ein lo ikar b'Torah. So there's a big question in the Gemara, in the Rishonim, about lemaisa, does that difference really make a difference? Halach lemaisa. Do we have certain kulas in issurim d'rabbanu she'ein lo ikar b'Torah? So here Taisa is suggesting such a chiluk. Taisa says that the issur of mukta, atzei mukta, doesn't exist in the Torah. There's no such thing as atzei mukta in the Torah. So the fact that the Chachamim mamash yesh b'yad, one fine day, the Beis Din HaGadol decided to make a takana, for whatever reason, they made it a gezeira, they made an issur d'rabbanan called atzei mukta, that's a very, very low level issur d'rabbanan. Masha'inkin over here, Chomich Olav HaPesach is deraisa. And this is Rav speaking, this is Rav Yudah speaking. The apostle in Chomich, Kamachmetz Lestechelu. So there's an issur deraisa involved in Chomich Olav HaPesach. It could be the particulars of this Isser. It's only Derech Tam, Tam Kikers, Derabana. Those are details. But the Iker Isser itself is an Isser Sheesh Bo Iker Batoira. So just because we have precedent in Chazal and Maseches Beit Zedav Gimel to ignore the rules of Eim Vatlas Rechila, to overcome any challenges of Eim Vatlas Rechila by just saying it's Derabana and calling it a day, we have no right to extrapolate to this Isser Derabana, which is a much more chomer level of Derabana. So Tosfos was willing, potentially, to entertain the possibility that it's only Derabbanan and therefore Mevat L'Chitzchila doesn't apply. And Tosfos shied away. Tosfos backed out and said, no, you can't extrapolate from one Derabbanan to another. So we're back to square one. So it took us 35 minutes. Most of the Hiflish today Shia is to understand why this is only Derabbanan in the first place. But it took us 20 minutes to understand that. Now it took us 15 minutes to understand, even though it's Derabbanan, it's still not going to help. So we're mamish back to square one. So taka hadu kush l'duchta. Why are you not being involved in the chatchila here?
How do we reckon this idea of Yechem in the Torah and that? We said before the only make tikkunos when there's already a framework for it. So how
does No, that's a different one. That's called the tikkun rabbanan kein deraisa tikkun. That means the chachamim can make up new isurim. Let's say bishul akum. So bishul akum is also is something which is purely derabbanan. There's no ikar b'torah for bishul akum, but called the tikkun rabbanan kein deraisa tikkun means. But when the chacham look to what's considered to be bishul, how do you define bishul? So there's a concept of bishul in HaTorah. There's bishul on Shabbos, there's bishul on Bas Mechol, there's bishul on Korban Pesach. So the chacham are going to pattern many of the details of bishul acham. They're going to formally create the takana following certain standards of bishul that exist in HaTorah. But you can't say that bishul acham is a yesh l'ikar b'Torah. There is no such thing as bishul acham in HaTorah. So I call upon him, what's the answer? So Tosfos had a shtaka kasha. They had a very, very shvacha teretz. And the teretz didn't last more than a half a line. So what is the emes of teretz? So Taisa says, maybe the answer is as follows. Maybe Taisa says, maybe the reason why we're looking the other way when it comes to this aim of Atlas L'Chadchila is because you have a few things which are combined together. Let's not forget, not only is this going to be both of B'Shishim, but there's something else which is working in our favor, and that's really the last sugya. At the end of the day, this is only a what? There's only a nice in time of Gam over here. This pot hasn't been used for a week. Now, Tosfos held that nice in time of Gam should probably really be mutter. Remember Rav, maybe Rav disagreed, maybe Rav didn't disagree. Tosfos said, here you have so many factors working in your favor. It's both of B'shishim. It's only a Dirabbanon. And it's a nice in time of Gam. There's so many things working in your favor. So the Chacham said, you know what? Just let it be. Just let it go. Why should you make the guy throw out his pot? So therefore, we're going to forget about. So this is like a technical answer, Taisa says. There's no fundamental principle here. There's no yisayis nika halacha here that we're going to overcome the problem of Eim Vatlas L'Chachila. Taisa says, there's so many things working in your favor. The Chacham are not going to make you throw out your pots because of Eim Vatlas L'Chachila, because it doesn't have Gam anyway. It's a mashav, it's a this, it's a that, it's the other thing. So therefore, we're going to forget about what would otherwise be also Eim Vatlas L'Chachila. That's Taisa's first answer. Then Tosfos suggests the second teretz. Tosfos suggests, Eim Vat L'Lisser, what's the word? Eim Vat L'Lisser what? L'chadchila. The din of Eim Vat L'Lisser means that I have a piece of chaz here, and I have a pot of chicken soup. You mishugana. Who told you have a right to take the chaz and throw it into the chicken soup? Just be careful, it's both of mishishim. That's the issa called Eim Vat L'Lisser L'chadchila. That's what the halacha says you're not allowed to do. But over here, says Tosfos, if you don't take advantage of Eim Vat L'Lisser L'Chadchila, what are we going to have to do with this pot? We're going to have to declare the pot as useless, which is in the end what we end up doing anyway, according to Rav. There's Pesach Yishpuru. But the Gemara is trying to salvage the pot. So the Gemara says, we're bending over backwards to save this guy all this pot, all this china dishes. Comes Pesach, every Pesach has got to throw out all this china. Imagine a guy every year has got to go back to to the China store to go buy a new China. Every year they got to throw everything out. So the Gemara says, that's ridiculous. The Gemara says, "Beloved b'shalayv b'minon." At least use it for shalayv b'minon. So Taisa says, to tell the guy to throw out all the food, that wouldn't be, to throw out all the pots, that wouldn't be emavat nesnechadchil, that would be emavat nesnebidiyevet. That would be tantamount to bidiyevet. So lechadchila, we're not allowed to let you take a piece of chaz and put it into the soup. Why do you have to? You have beautiful chicken soup here. Well, because another 10 tabidim showed up. So tabidim who came late will not eat soup tonight. What gives you the right to take chaz and throw into a beautiful kosher lechatchila, a glad kosher chicken soup? What gives you the right to take chaz and put it in? That's called lechatchila. Over here, you already have a problem. The problem is insurmountable. You can end up having to throw out the pots. That's called bidiyevet. So therefore, the whole bit of emavat lechatchila doesn't kick in. Anyone has what to say about that? This is a throwback to the first day of Shia of Junzman. What's called the Chetchila, what's called B'dievin? I have a pot in front of me, and Lamaisa, I want to use the pot now, and if you don't let me use the pot, I'm going to have to throw it into the garbage. Is that called the Chetchila, is that called B'dievin? No, what did Taisa say a few minutes ago? What did Taisa say last Sugya? Taisa said that's called the Chetchila. Taisa explained that's the reason why Rav doesn't rely on Nos and Tam of Gam. Even though Rav holds Nos and Tam of Gam is basically Mutter, not like Rashi said. Rav says that even though Nos and Tam of Gam is basically Mutter, to let you go ahead and use the pot lechatchila, that's called lechatchila. So Tosis is walking a very, very fine line here. Tosis is saying that the definition of what's called lechatchila is different in different areas of halacha. In the sugya of Nos and Tam of Gam, so then we're going to call this lechatchila. We're not going to let you use the pot so fast. We're going to say, sorry, Charlie, that's called lechatchila. We're not going to let you use the pot. I'm going to have to throw the pot away. Tough luck. Unlike the who? Unlike the Chachmei where? Chachmei Venezia, right? The Rabbanim in Italy, the Rabbanim in Venice, the Pesach Yeshiva quotes, who are willing to say, no, that's called B'dievet. Throwing out the pot is not an option. That's called B'dievet. So Taisus didn't hold it to Chachmei Venezia. Taisus held that tough luck to us to let you take that pot and put it on the fire with food. That's called the Chachmei, throw it out. But now, the Bali of Taisus themselves, who 2 days ago was so convinced that that's called the Chachmei, are now backtracking and saying, yeah, that's called the Chachmei vis-a-vis Nos and Tam of Gam. But vis-a-vis the din of emvatnas lechatchila, it's called b'diavad. So Taisa themselves were very sensitive to that. But Taisa says it. Taisa says, "V'rim v'farish tikerim shakadeir shalcheresen im yu asurin ve'elam takon as a chashav diavad. V'yafagat l'inin isa kadeir shein bas yoma asurin an la afabish ena takonim shem dalsa bala isa harbe. V'hocha leke elamashu v'hov v'shlo b'mino ayoch levadach b'diavad ami." Taisa is walking a very, very fine line. That sometimes it's called lechatchila, sometimes it's called b'diavad. It's depending on other factors. So when all the dust settles, at least we have a flow of the Taisus. Taisus was barred with the kash in the sugya. The kash in the sugya was, what do you mean? The Gemara asked the kash and Rav, liyavad b'shalob b'mino. To which the Gemara says, you're right, mikra didn't should be mutter, just the gzeira atomino. What do you mean, liyavad shalob b'mino? In fact, Taisus kash, what am deim about lechatchila? So Taisa suggested a possibility, maybe it's the Rabbanan, which we had to explain, Mehecha Taisa, it's the Rabbanan. We knocked the heads against the wall with the Rabbanan, we tried to explain why it's the Rabbanan, but then we knocked the heads for no reason, because Taisa rejected the Rabbanan Svara, by saying that the Rabbanan, yeah, Lamal of Lamayr, because this is Yesh Lik Batar, the Gemara and Beitz is not going to help. So Taisa is looking for a real answer. Why is the aim of Atlas Rechila doesn't apply? So Taisa gave what they considered to be two real answers. Either because there are other factors here also, it's a combination of aim of Atlas Rechila plus the Zintam of Gam, it's the Rabbanan, eh. So we're going to be Mekel. And the second there, Taisa says, because this is not Lechatchila, this is called B'diyevet. Rabbi Isai, could one work for a different answer, different than Taisa's? Could we think of our own answer, different than Taisa's, to this Eim Vatnas Lechatchila story? What is radically different between classic Eim Vatnas Lechatchila and what Taisa is describing? Classic Eim Avatlas Lechila means my wife is cooking Friday afternoon. I realize there are 10 extra bachim coming from yeshiva. I realize I don't have enough chicken in the soup. I take some chazer and I throw a chazer in. That's what's going on here. What's the difference? One word. It's fundamentally different between this and that. My intent. My kavanah. In the case of the chazer, I want to use this chaser. I need more volume of the soup. I know exactly what I'm doing. I want to use this chaser. I'd love to put chicken in it, but I don't have any chicken. The only thing I have left in the fridge is chaser. But I want to use the chaser. By kavan hinni muchad mizuman levatel chaser. That's what I'm doing. Over here, echpatli, on the bleas of chametz inside the walls of the pot, I'd be more than happy if there were no blias. The blias are not enhancing anything. At best, they're neutral. At worst, they're detracting. I have no interest in the blias of chametz. I want to use my pot. I don't want to be mevatlas l'chachila. I'm not interested in being mevatlas l'chachila. Isn't that a great answer? Isn't that an obvious answer? Zemin from the Bali HaToysos, from the fact that Toysos didn't give that answer, you see that Toysos was of the opinion, Eim Vatlas L'Chachila has nothing to do with the person's Kavana. Zippo, zero. Nothing to do with the person's Kavana. Eim Vatlas L'Chachila is also, it's a statement of Metzias. If I am being Vatlas L'Chachila, whether I want to or I don't want to, if L'maisa, I am involved in acting bitterly Surin L'Chachila, that's what the Halacha prohibits. So from the fact that Taisus did not give the answer of Kavana, it is clear as day that Taisus held my Kavana. However, this is unlike the Rad. The Rad in the beginning of Maseches Avodah Zarah, the answer of famous Kasha that the Rishonim would bother with, the Rad is clear, disagrees with Taisus. What's the famous Kasha that Rishonim would bother with? There's an age-old problem. Hopefully we'll talk about it a little bit later on. There's an age-old problem every time a Kasha came up. What's the problem? It's a very simple Metzias question. Every time Akasha came. What's the problem? I take a pot. The pot has a... I'll take a spoon. Yeah, I have a tray for spoon. Okay? I use the spoon for chaza, whatever it is. Now I want to use this chaza spoon. I want to kasher it. So I throw it into a pot. What's the problem? Goes right back in again. The blias come right out and go right back in again. Isn't that a problem? So it's a big machlek is a Rishon. Is that even a problem? So the Ramban says it's not a problem because the Metzias never goes back in again. The Ramban says Kol Zman is going out, doesn't go in. We'll talk about the Ramban later on. But many of the Rishon, including the Bali HaTosfos, were of the opinion that no, it is a problem. That what goes out is going to go back in again. It's a big problem. This issue about how to solve this problem was such a machlek is a Rishonim that the Rashba, who was a Talmud of the Ramban, the Rashba writes that he was down in front of his Rebbe. Pel per, he writes to Tovus Abayis that I fought it out with my Rebbe. I fought it out with the Ramban about this point, and he said the Ramban brought his rais and I brought my rais, and we argued as a Talmud only the same Rabbi. We fought it out with his Rebbe, the Ramban, about this Nakuda. Is this a problem? Is this not a problem? So the Ramban said the whole thing is not a problem. The Rishonim are wasting their time with the problem. The problem doesn't exist. But the Rashba said it is a problem. The Bali Tais said it is a problem. So what's the solution? What's the answer to the problem? How do you get around the problem? So one classic approach to the problem, which Taisa themselves quote, we'll talk about a little bit later on also, Taisa said, you know what the solution is? Very simple. Always make sure to do what? Always make sure that the pot that you're using, the kasha, the spoon, is always what? It's always very big. If the pot is very big and it's really full of water, what's going to happen? Even the little bit of tav of the spoon is going to come into the water, it's going to become bapal b'shishim. So it's not going to be a problem anymore. Once you get the tam out of the spoon, it's going to be bottled in the water, and even when some of it goes back in, that tam is going to be bottled. So bitl b'shishim will solve the problem. That's what Taisus writes, that's what the Rashi writes, the Ran writes, all the Rishonim write, that even against the Ramban, Ramban said there was never a problem in the first place, but even according to the Rishonim will say there was a problem, bitl b'shishim is a solution. Comes the Ran of Avodah Zarah and says, wait a second, what right do you have to rely on bitl b'shishim? By kasher and kalim, you are by definition violating what? What is you violating? Emivanes lechatchila. Frek the Ran, it's true that this solution will theoretically work, but what gives you a right to invoke the solution? Isn't that a problem of emivanes lechatchila? To which the Ran answers, it's not a problem of emivanes lechatchila. You know why it's not a problem of emivanes lechatchila? Because your kavana is you don't want to use this. You want the blias. You'd be more than happy to get the blias down and throw the blias into the garbage. It's just practically speaking, the Rashba convinced the Ramban, or didn't convince the Ramban, that the blias go into the one, then they come back into the spoon again. So comes the Ran and says, but you don't want the blias. That's not called Emivatlas Chadchila. According to the Ran, Emivatlas Chadchila is a function of kavana. It's not a maisa bittel that's a problem. It's kavana's bittel that's the problem. So that Rad in the first parak of Avodah Zarah disagrees with this Taisus. For the fact that Taisus didn't give this answer, Taisus had to bend over backwards and dray and look around and back into the corner and give you a terutzim, it's terabonin, it's a nice and tam of gam, it's a this, it's a bidiyavit, it's a shtekel Torah, whole story. And Taisus didn't give the most obvious, blatant, clearest answer, namely, your kavana isn't to be mevatel. You see that Taisus held that kavana's bittel is lamal of amoid. It's us even without kavana's bittel. It's only the Rad of Avodah Zarah that was mechadish that kavana's bittel plays a role. Rabbeisai, who remembers back to the regular Zman, earlier in the year? What other Rishonim waited on this topic? What other, we alluded to it yesterday a little bit. What other Rishonim took a stand on this issue? Whether Kavanah's Bittul is critical for the Yisrael Vayim Vatlach Lachil to kick in or not? Who remembers? That's the I'll give you a hint. That's to do with the Rashba that we spoke about yesterday. About two levels of Nosim Tam of Kam. Mentioned the Rashba yesterday. We spoke about this by Rikas earlier in the year. The Rashba holds that Nice and Tam of Gam is really twofold. The brisket, there are two levels of Nice and Tam of Gam. When you have the chayfetz itself, the piece of meat itself, it's got to become mamish rotten to the core, mamish nifsa mechilas adam, in order to become mutter. But when you have Tam Balu inside the walls of a pot, it doesn't have to become so rotten. How bad does it have to be? It has to be bad enough that it's detracting from the food that you're going to cook. Right? We mentioned this yesterday, right? Did we talk about this? Mm-hmm. Yesterday, right? The Rashba's famous, he said, that when you have food that's inside the walls of a pot for 24 hours, so it becomes bad. It's less than Tam of Gam. Says the Rashba, come on. You're kidding me. The Metzia says it's rotten. If you could somehow get those molecules out and eat them, you would throw up from it? Nah, it's not spoiled. No E. coli virus bacteria in there. It's not terrible. It's just, it's going to detract the mash. When you cook eggs in that pot, it's going to give a little bit of a shvach tam to it. But it's not real nice and tam of gam. It's quasi nice and tam of gam. What was the Ra'oz Kash against the Rashba? Who remembers? From 3 months ago. There was one here. What's the Ra'oz Kash? The Ra'oz Kash was, if that's the case, that the food is really treif. It hasn't been mufka the yisr yet. It hasn't reached the point of dipping beneath nifsa mechilas adam yet when it's in the walls of the pot. It only becomes a mutter when you start to cook the eggs in that pot, so it doesn't, the din of tam kikah doesn't kick in. Fret derah, ein mevatla neslachat chila. What right min haTorah do you have to cook it with a treif pot? The din is la'osha Torah k'der basyayba. The Torah only says you're not allowed to use a pot if it's within 24 hours. After 24 hours, you're allowed to use the pot min haTorah. Frekter, oh, why are you allowed to use the pot min haTorah? That was the Ra'oz Kash against the Rashba. To which the Rashba said, you're right, it's a great Kash. Well, explain to a Shtickel Torah why it's not a Kasha. And the Rashba gave a whole razzle daz, mishpres, abayis, a whole lum, this whole story we spoke about. Rabbi said, what are the Ra'oz and the Rashba wasting our time for? What's the obvious answer to this question? If the Ra'an of Arizor is right, that Kavana's Bittel is integral to the Isser being, for there to be an Isser of Matlas Lachachilah, why didn't the Ra'an the Rashba say, this is a joke, this is not Matlas Lachachilah, the guy doesn't care about it. What does he want? He wants a tampogum? Matlas Lachachilah means when my wife takes a piece of chaser and throws it in chicken soup for the Tamidim. That's called Kavana's Bittel. But when any of these bitulim are having with toms, with molecules, with bleas inside walls, nobody sees them anyway. Nobody knows, nobody cares. They're not enhancing the food. It's not part of the recipe to cook with bleas that are balu inside the walls of a pot. And it doesn't matter. They're all in the Rashba, still fighting out about Eim Vatlas Chachila. They're all rejected the Rashba because Eim Vatlas Chachila. And the Rashba to write a whole anonymous response to the Mishpres Abayis to defend himself. But nobody on the page in the Teres Abayis, neither the Ra'an nor the Rashba said, there's no Kavanah's Bittul, except in Fendor, that they held like Taisus. That Kavanah's Bittul is Lamal of Lamayrin. That it doesn't matter. Eim Avatnas L'Chadchila is a function of Metzias. If Lamaisa, you, practically speaking, in the world of Metzias, in the world of Lacha, you are being Mavatla Nisar, whether you want to or not, whether you know better or not, whether you're interested, whether you care or not, that's called Eim Avatnas L'Chadchila. You got to reckon with that problem of Eim Avatnas L'Chadchila. The only the Ra'an of Adizar was Mechadish, that Razzle Dazzle Chadish, that Eim Avatnas L'Chadchila depends on your Kavanah. So Rabbi said, we have a major machlekes of Rishonim now developing on Pesachim, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, about the very rule of Eim Avatnas L'Chadchila. We have a Tosfos from the fact that Tosfos asked the Kasha and draved the Kasha and worked with the Kasha and gave Terutzim and back Terutzim, rejected Terutzim, bought Terutzim, Nach Terutzim, and didn't say the most obvious Terutz. Tosfos is clear as day. Tosfos holds that Eim Avatnas L'Chadchila is a function of Metzias, not a function of Kavanah. And the same is true about their own, the Rashba, for the fact that they've pilpled about their Kasha, and nobody there bothered to introduce this concept of Kavanah. You see that Taisvis, the Rashba, and the Ra all deny that Ran. It's only the Ran of Adizar that is Mechadish, the name of Atlas Chachil is a function of Kavanah. Hopefully, Mitzvah Shem, we continue this year, we have to understand a little bit more about this Machlekes. What are they really arguing about? Why should or should not Kavanah play a role in terms of the name of Atlas Chachil? We have to move on to continue the discussion of this Taisvis. Okay, we'll stop. Next year is Monday, right? Regular time, right? 12 to 1. And then after that, the following year will be the following Monday. Okay? After Shavuos. Okay. Who's in charge here? Okay.
Thank you. Well, yo, great. Yeah, I'm a lot better. Thank you very much for asking. All right. Yeah. Okay, fine. So what should I do? Yeah, I mean, I can just tell where I'm gonna be. Which is easier? If I didn't meet you. If I'm learning at you, definitely come to me, but you have all your stuff, which makes more sense. Fine, so I'll keep my phone on. Yeah, that's all good. I'll turn on my phone at 6, and then I'll expect a call in the next 2 hours. First floor of the base measures towards the back. Main base. Yeah, man, I don't have to. Alright, yeah, we'll talk about it later, okay? Alright, peace.
Yeah.